आज हम बात करेंगे एआई के ऊपर, मोर स्पेसिफिकली जेन एआई के ऊपर। दिस एपिसोड इज कमिंग ऑलमोस्ट अ ईयर आफ्टर द लास्ट एपिसोड आई पब्लिश्ड। इट्स बीन क्रेजी जर्नी फॉर मी ओवर द लास्ट ईयर। आई हैव बीन ट्रांजिशनिंग इनटू अ न्यू रोल एंड मूविंग इनटू न्यू सिटी। So I have been a little bit busy with some other things that I was working towards. But I have learned a lot, and over the next few months, hopefully I will be sharing a lot about the new things I've learned. So my new role is the head of engineering in an edtech called Talimabad, and one of the cool aspects of my role is that I am getting to interact with a lot of Gen AI in education. In education, we understand that the holy grail is के हर बच्चे के पास उसका एक पर्सनल ट्यूटर हो, उसकी पर्सनल टीचर हो। बट हम समझते हैं कि दैट इज नॉट पॉसिबल टू स्केल, क्योंकि इतने टीचर्स हैं ही नहीं, राइट? अगर आप पाकिस्तान में देखें, इवन दुनिया में देखें, तो और अगर टीचर्स कर भी लें तो हर एक इतना अच्छा पढ़ा सकता है, इतना अच्छा समझ सकता है बच्चों को, वो वन ऑन वन अटेंशन सही तरह से दे सकता है। दैट्स अ वेरी हार्ड आस्क। हाउएवर नाउ वी हैव ए न्यू टेक्नोलॉजी इन टाउन एंड वी बिलीव दैट दिस कैन बी यूज्ड टू गिव दैट पर्सनलाइज्ड एक्सपीरियंस not only to the student but also to the teacher as well. And so my journey has evolved with many different technologies that we've been playing with, and I will be talking about a lot of this in the coming episodes. This episode mein I wanted to touch on something that was released a few weeks ago, and that is the Google Gemini. Gemini is the latest update to the Google's LLM models, and it is now available on Bard, which is the tool on which you can use this LLM, and you can speak with it, you can share images on it as well. As well as in Bard, the Gemini API or the Gemini integration in MakerSuite and Vertex AI, the other products, AI products that Google has. So we all understand that its domain mein ChatGPT has created the most noise to date, and it's almost said that Google was late to the show. So even with this model, a lot of people are very skeptical. They feel that, the ChatGPT model is still ahead, and maybe it is. There is a newer version of the model which is called the Gemini Ultra that is coming in the next month. So we'll see when that comes out where it stands amongst all of the models that are there today. But my point over here is that the base models that we have today, you can use ChatGPT, you can use Gemini, you can use Titan from AWS, you can use Grok from Twitter, or you can use any of the open source models, Llama 2 or any other one. They have reached a point where they generally understand language very well. So the difference remains कि वो differently tune हुए हुए हैं on different corpuses train हुए हुए हैं, so they might have some different information. But at the end of the day, if you look at it, they all understand the English language and they have a general sense of all the information there is on the web. So if I wanted to ask about a particular concept in science or maths or chemistry or whatever, it will return a good answer to me. The code capability is quite varied. Both Gemini and ChatGPT have strong coding capabilities. Of course, ChatGPT integrates into the GitHub Copilot, which is very popular, something I've been using as well. So I'll share my thoughts on that. So a lot of stuff is happening in this space right now, And hopefully in the next few episodes, I will be sharing a lot more detail on these things. But for now, the one thing I want you all to take from this episode today is that I think we all need to start using Gen AI. I say this, but in almost every conference I've been to recently and people I've talked with, almost everyone is using Gen AI. So I don't think that is a problem. That's a great, great thing. But I don't believe people are using it properly. People are treating Gen AI like they did with Google search, right? गूगल सर्च में कुछ प्रॉम्प्ट डालते थे और वो सर्च रिजल्ट्स आते थे, फिर वो रिजल्ट्स के अंदर से बैठ के ढूंढते थे कि क्या करना है. ओवर हियर आई फील वी नीड टू स्पेंड लॉट मोर टाइम इन थिंकिंग अबाउट व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ इनपुट वी वांट टू गिव इट एंड व्हाट सॉर्ट ऑफ कॉन्टेक्स्ट इट रिक्वायर्स टू अंडरस्टैंड द प्रॉब्लम यू ट्राइंग टू सॉल्व. एंड दैट कैन ओनली हैपन इफ वी स्टार्ट स्टडीइंग अ लिटिल बिट मोर अबाउट द डिफरेंट prompt engineering techniques that are out there. Again, I'm not going to go into any detail. This deserves its own episode. There are many, many different techniques, but I think if you just put in prompt engineering, you will get some cheat sheets, and that's a good place to start off from. तो इस चीज़ पे ज़रूर फोकस करें. Don't just try talking to it. That is definitely a good way, but I think if you structure that conversation, you can lead to a better output faster. So that's something to keep in mind. दूसरी चीज़ है, आई फील लॉट ऑफ पीपल गेट स्टक विद वन LLM. एंड अगेन, मैंने जैसे पहले शेयर किया कि LLMs हैव अ जनरल सेंस, दे अंडरस्टैंड द लैंग्वेज, लैंग्वेजेस बाय द वे, सो नॉट जस्ट इंग्लिश. एंड But they are trained on different data and they have different parameter sizes. So they will respond slightly differently on different cases. So do always try different LLMs for different problem sets and see which one's responding better to your specific use case. Finally, I'm gonna add is that the Gen AI models are now multimodal, which means they not only understand text, they understand images, they even understand sound. Gemini के अंदर and ChatGPT के अंदर ये options आ गए हैं, so make sure to use them. You can interline text with images as well, which is very powerful, and again something we've been using at Talimabad a lot. One of the best things about Gemini today is that it is available for free. Even if you use it with MakerSuite, which is a slightly more powerful version where you get to tweak with some of the parameters and try it out. So definitely do check that if you're doing some more technical cases. If you just want to have a conversation, then Bard is great. My favorite thing about Gemini right now is that it is just giving more and more access to the Gen AI to everyone, which is I think very powerful. And really showing, helping people show the use cases it can be used for, the true power of Gen AI and how it's going to change the world in the coming years. So that was all it for the episode today. I would love to know what you guys want me to talk about on AI. So just send me a message on LinkedIn and I'm happy to create an episode around that content. But even if you guys don't, I have a lot of thoughts and things I want to share. So stay tuned, and I'll be sharing the episodes in the coming weeks. Thank you.